Why it's a lie. In another Pack Podgram, the best bait for a mousetrap is cheese. If you step in quicksand, game over, man! You will sink. And beavers are nature's expert lumberjacks. Each of those statements is false. So let's find out
why it's a lie.
If you want to catch a mouse, the best thing to put in the trap is cheese. Well, that's not true. A mouse really only eats cheese if there's nothing better to eat. Mice, in fact, hate many kinds of cheeses and will avoid it at almost all costs. The aroma of some cheeses is a turnoff to them. Cheese is also not very good at catching mice in the trap because, well, besides being unappealing to them, cheese dries out really quick and it hardens and becomes all crumbly. Hard, crumbly cheese makes it super easy for the mouse to take it, if he so chooses, because there's less chance it's going to set off the trap. Another thing to keep in mind is that while mice don't like cheese, you know who does? Cats. They love cheese. So if you have a cat, you might not want to put cheese in a trap or else you might get an injured cat. So where did the idea that mice love cheese come from? Well, no one really knows. There is mention of it from like 2,000 years ago when some guy just said, mice like cheese. No proof, anything, I just said it. But here's the thing, if the only thing around was cheese, the only thing it could get at was cheese, the mouse would eat cheese. If there was fruit, it would eat fruit before the cheese. If all it was around was cardboard and nothing else, well, the mouse would eat cardboard. See, back in the old-timey days, people might protect their grain from mice using all sorts of ways. They might protect their meat from mice because, well, that's gross if you have mice in your grain and meat mixed with mouse poop. But they left the cheese out on the counter. So then they see the mouse going after the cheese and they go, ah, mice love cheese. Look at me. I'm brilliant. I saw it with my own eyes. Mice love cheese. There it is. Case closed. But they don't. So wait, what is the best bait for catching a mouse in a mouse trap? Peanut butter or sweet chocolate or bacon or heck, mix them all together as you see fit. Chocolate and peanut butter and bacon or bacon grease. You've got bacon in my peanut butter, friend. You've got chocolate on my bacon, buddy. You've got peanut butter on my chocolate, guy. That was a South Park reference that only two people probably got. Mice can't resist the smell and taste of chocolate, peanut butter, bacon grease. So if you smear that on the trigger part of the trap, you will be very successful in the mouse catching department. So mice don't love cheese, they love sweet treats. And that's
why.
If you step in quicksand, you will get sucked in and die. I can't pinpoint the exact time when I learned about the terrifying phenomenon that is quicksand, but I do remember being extremely concerned that it was something I'd be consistently dodging for the rest of my life. That, of course, has not been the case. That's because quicksand, like how it's portrayed in cartoons and movies, does not exist, and by stepping in it, you won't immediately be swallowed whole, never to be seen again. Quicksand is actually solid ground that has been liquefied by saturation of water. The quick refers to how easily the sand shifts when in that semi-liquid state. This makes a mushy mixture of sand and water that can no longer support any weight. It has a spongy, fluid-like texture and objects in it will sink. However, a human is unlikely to sink entirely into quicksand due to the higher density of the fluid. With quicksand, the more you struggle in it, the faster you will sink. If you relax, your body will float in it because your body is less dense than the quicksand. It won't swallow you whole, and in general, most quicksand isn't more than a few feet deep. If you find yourself in a pit of quicksand because your body is less dense than it is, you'll float in it. So the best thing to do is make slow movements to bring yourself to the surface, then lie back and you'll float to a safe level. As for quicksand being something you'll encounter on a regular basis in life, that's not entirely untrue. Pretty much any body of water near somewhat sandy soil will probably have some areas of quicksand. However, it will likely only be a few inches deep. There is a special case of quicksand called liquefaction. In this case, sudden earthquake forces increase the pore pressure of shallow groundwater, causing the soil to lose strength. This can cause buildings or other objects to sink or fall. However, I would think in an earthquake, quicksand probably isn't the first thing you're worried about. So to sum up, quicksand won't swallow you whole. And if you do encounter it in life, it's not that hard to escape from. And that's why it's a lie.
Beavers are experts at cutting down trees. In fact, they can make trees fall exactly where they want with pinpoint accuracy. Well, sadly, this has been proven wrong. How? Well, by witnessing the aftermath of a dim-witted beaver who has gnawed a tree right on top of itself. They can cut down small trees, but not with great accuracy. More really the luck of the gnaw. Come on, that's pretty good. The beaver is the second largest rodent. It is primarily nocturnal and semi-aquatic. They can stay underwater for like 15 minutes. Now, there are two types of beavers, and though they're similar, we're just going to focus on the North American beaver, not the European one, just because I don't want to do twice as much reading. So here's a question. How big a tree can your average beaver cut down? Well, the average is about 10 centimeters. That's 4 inches in diameter. Usually, they won't chomp down more than 15 centimeters. That's 6 inches diameter. But there is a record. Supposedly, a beaver chomped down a tree that was 115 centimeters in diameter, which is, that's like 46 inches. Wait a second, what? Do beavers eat wood? Well, not really. They're more interested in the bark. But if there isn't any bark around, well, they'll eat, you know, plants and other things. Beavers like aspen bark a lot. Also birch trees and willow tree bark. They use trees like poplars for their dams. They'll chomp them down and then cut that into more manageable pieces if needed. When beavers chomp at the tree, they kind of bite at it all willy-nilly, sometimes on one side across, and sometimes they just go all the way around. So it really looks like they don't know what they're doing at all. Super random. So where did the idea that beavers know exactly where the tree is going to fall come from? Well, one idea is that, well, trees usually fall towards the water, which is usually downhill to the water, and that's where the beaver drags the tree for its dam, so that could be the reason that people think beavers are smart enough to make it fall exactly where it wants, which we now know why it's alive. Boy, would we ever like to hear from you. You can make a comment on Podomatic.com. You can give us 5 stars on iTunes, and you can say something nice there. You can like something on the Facebook page. You can put your constructive criticism there if you'd like to. Maybe tell a friend, especially a young person. Let's make sure the next generation thinks more critically than, well, mine. Okay, that's it. Thanks for listening to
Why It's a Lie. Created by Jim and helped out by friends like me. I'm Mark. Please subscribe to Why It's a Lie on iTunes and leave awesome reviews. Thanks for listening.